Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Kenner Baxter.
Hello, LaVon.
Hey, Kenner, I had a great time the other night, Friday night. Lorene Price, Barb Jorgensen, and I came over and got to ride around with you to look at all the lights in Marnie. It's worth the trip.
Yeah, it is. The people have really stepped up and are really starting to decorate at Christmas in Marnie, and we have new snowflake lights on our light poles, so the town's getting pretty festive.
It is, and you know, it's kind of interesting, and I've seen this happen in other towns where, you know, a few people get started, and then it's kind of like catching, you know, the neighbors next door say, well, maybe I better do something, and you have some pretty spectacular, elegant, fun, you know, just a variety of different kinds of lights outdoors.
Yeah, there is a real good variety.
Yeah. So it's worth a trip, I think, over to Marnie to see those. And great fun. So we had to choose some winners. You know, there were lots of folks that we considered, but had to choose some winners. And you just announced those last night.
Yeah, I announced them last night at our Santa visit and potluck. And the winners this year for a large display, which is essentially rural, where they have a lot of room. Benny and Tammy Waters got first place, and Mike and Julie Kennan got second. And for our small displays, which essentially was everyone in town, and there were more this year than we've ever had, and it was a tough decision for
absolutely.
But the best first place for that was Randy and Mary Henningsen, and second place was Al and Molly Cranston.
Yeah, and quite different, as I say. You know, everybody has their unique decorating style, and that comes through on all the Christmas decorating also. So it's really fun to see all those differences. Who sponsors that contest?
The Marnie Community Club does. We give out our prizes that we give out. For first place gets a Roadhouse gift certificate and one sheet of Christmas stamps, and second place gets the Roadhouse gift certificate.
Mm-hmm. So it's not only worth the prize, I think people do enjoy decorating and knowing that people come by and part of that whole Christmas spirit. So thanks to all of those folks in Marnie who are decorating, so folks can come on over. And, you know, it doesn't take a long time, but it's just a nice little drive over there and drive around, as you say, outside of the city limits a bit. But you can see those from a distance. So get on over there. Now, you said last night you announced those at you have an annual Santa visit.
Yeah, we do a potluck. People just come and bring whatever, which Marnie people are fantastic at potlucks. It's always a really good variety of food and really good food. So, and then Santa showed up, and there were about a dozen kids that talked to Santa, and a few adults sat on his lap as well.
Got to have a little fun.
Yeah, the only adult that missed Santa this year was Jim Fredrickson. For some reason, he had to leave right when Santa came.
Oh, curious, yes. And so, potluck, did you take your beans? You're famous for your baked beans.
That's not a Christmas thing. I would take a salad to the potluck.
So. All right. Now, this is sort of the your holiday kind of events going on. I don't think you have any other holiday events going on in Marnie.
Nope, that's it for holidays. But in January, we are having our annual chili contest and men's pie baking contest. And we just got the date set for that. It's January 19th.
Okay, now who can enter?
Pardon me?
Who can enter those contests?
Anyone.
You don't have to live in Marnie?
It has to be men. It's made pies.
Yes. So you don't have to...
No, anyone can come. We've had people from Atlantic come occasionally. Anyone's welcome. All they have to do is show up with a pot of chili.
All right. And how are the winners chosen on that?
People's choice.
All right.
Everyone there gets a vote.
All right. So it would be fun, even if you don't want to make chili, if you like to eat chili, that'd be a good thing to come to.
Yes, when we need judges. And, of course, there's always a lot of entrants that have a lot of family there, so we need more people. So that all the families don't do all the stack the voting.
Well, I guess that's part of the fun, too, when you do that kind of judging, that's part of the fun.
It makes for a healthy competition among.
And I'm guessing, you know, you said you have terrific cooks in the Marnie area and whoever else, but I'm guessing you've had some sort of unusual chili recipes that they're not all just the same.
No, they're not. They're all very different. We've had white chili, and we've had been quite a while, but we had venison chili one year, I believe. And it goes, you know, from mild to fiery to spicy. And I think there's been cinnamon in chili one time.
That's very Mexican, actually.
It's a real interesting array.
So, again, the date for that is?
Sunday, January 19th.
So, folks, put that on your calendars and either plan to just go and eat or plan to bring your pot of chili. And is there a fee for that?
No.
Just come and have a good time.
Yeah. It doesn't cost us anything to put it on because everybody brings the food.
And, of course, the men making the pies, you've got some good pie bakers over there.
Oh, we sure do.
So
we sure do.
That's kind of special, I think, to have that.
That's
contest.
What dessert is.
Yes.
So
absolutely. Now, you have some projects that you're working on over there in Marnie, too. You're always doing some community improvement. What's your current project?
Well, we have a new playground equipment at the park. The community club and the city work together to get that purchased, and it's mostly ready to be played upon. I think there's just a little bit of groundwork to be done underneath it to get it ready. And at this point, it looks like that'll be happening as soon as the weather allows in the spring.
Well, yeah, weather has to change a bit. Probably not too many kids playing on that kind of stuff right now. They might be out there throwing snowballs, but not on the swing so much. And what are some of the other community club projects?
Well, we've just done, a bunch of volunteers came and painted the entire interior of the community building. It's a really attractive two-tone color scheme in kind of neutral colors, but it looks really, really good. The community center is looking very nice these days, and it's a real bargain for people who are looking for a place to have an event. It's just $100 to rent it for the day.
And it could be family reunions, could be a wedding reception, could be whatever you need a meeting space for.
Graduations. There are some people that are having their Christmas there.
Oh.
This year.
Okay.
Just bring the family to the community center.
Yeah.
Because there is a kitchen.
Okay. About how many people, what kind of, what's your max crowd, do you think?
I would bet maybe 120.
Uh-huh.
That's probably how many tables and chairs we have.
Okay.
Available.
Okay. So people can use when they rent the building, they get the use of the kitchen, the chairs, tables, whatever it is they need.
Mm-hmm. We even have dishes and silverware.
All right. So
but no dishwasher, so you have to have a dishwasher with you.
Yeah. Well, if there's families coming, that should be a family event, right?
Yeah.
Washing the dishes. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, check that out if you're needing a place. And, you know, as you say, those special events like Christmas graduation, so there's some other times when people are looking for spaces and they're kind of hard to find. So
we
have to
remember. And it's so reasonable.
Yes, absolutely. We have to remember, Marnie. Now, community club is made up of just business people, or are there other folks too?
Anyone.
Okay.
Anyone that's interested in helping out with Marnie activities.
All right. And if we want to, I guess we should say, if somebody wants to use that community center, that's one of your big projects, how do they contact you?
They contact Randy or Barb Fisher. They're in charge of keeping track of when it's rented and taking care of it.
Okay, very good. Lots of things happen in Marnie. You want to get on over there summer or winter, and it's, as I say, worth the trip over to see the lights. And we want to thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Kim Baxter. And until next time, we're just going to say Merry Christmas from Marnie, Iowa.